lights out for the devil and Mr. O. Supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly so that if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. Have you ever felt the inner fury of revenge, the need to get back at someone? Listen then to my story titled, No Escape, after this short message.
Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Your host, welcoming you through the squeaking door. Not for a half hour of terror, but to tell you about Radio Nostalgia Magazine. Radio Nostalgia Magazine is a must for old-time radio fans. It's the magazine with many photos and stories of old-time radio and its stars. Our current issue features a 16-page article on The Shadow. All subscribers will get a free Captain Midnight decoder badge, a Captain Midnight flight patrol membership, and a flight commander certificate from the Secret Squadron. To get your copy, send $1.50 in check or money order to Radio Nostalgia, Box 8007R, Union City, New Jersey, 07087. That's Radio Nostalgia, Box 8007R, Union City, New Jersey, zip 07087. Send now and get a free 8x10 photo of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, boys and girls.
This is Mr. O again. Courtroom scenes have always intrigued me. The judge on his dais, a very human being asked to play the part of God with happiness and joy, bitterness and tears, yes, even life and death, determined by the state of his very human mind, his very human nerves, yes, even the state of his very human digestive processes. Now, there's a jury in this courtroom you're about to enter. By the way, if you haven't turned out your lights yet, please turn them out now and listen to No Escape.
You've got 10 minutes with him, Counselor.
I know. Well, Rogan, I understand you wanted to see me.
Sit down, Counselor.
I'm very busy, you understand?
Sit down.
Yes. What's on your mind? There's always a chance, you know. The jury's been out 3 hours.
The devil with the jury. Get me a knife.
Huh?
Get me a knife.
A knife? Are you insane?
A knife. Get me one.
But why? You've got a chance. My final summation. The jury might... By deadlock. Yes, deadlock.
Shut up and listen to me.
Well?
When the jury comes in, he'll be there sure.
He?
Mark Street.
Oh. Oh, him.
You still don't believe.
Oh, but I do. I definitely believe that an individual by that name does exist.
Exist? He killed my wife.
But the evidence...
He killed my wife, you hear me? He killed my wife.
Yes, I know.
No, you listen to me. You listen or I'll make you listen. For days you've been out there in that courtroom talking words. Words, high-sounding legal words. All the time you ain't believed a word I told you. All the time back at that mug of yours you've been thinking, yeah, he killed her. I killed her. Swellest thing that ever came into a man's life.
Now, Mac, I want you to
Let
know...
Let me get it out of me. Marie was my wife. She was helping me and loving me. Guy come along who couldn't stand her being happy. He took a look at Marie, and in that rat mind, he must have said to himself, okay, beautiful, I'm going to get you. How and when, I don't know, but someday, beautiful, someday. That's what he said. And that's what he did.
What?
One night he came over. Sure, he got to be my friend. He came over, and when Marie told him I was working late down at the plant, he said he'd wait for me. Business. Business of hell.
What?
Oh, how can I tell you? I can only think it in my head and remember it in my head. I hear her. I hear her, don't you? Fighting against him. Fighting.
I don't hear anything.
Fighting, fighting. She must have clawed at his eyes. And that knife in his hand. He stabbed her once. And again, and the third time. When I got home, she had strength to whisper just two words to his name. And then she was dead. And he killed her. He'd frame me so I'd take the rap. Me that loved her, Mark Street. He did it. You hear me, Mark Street?
But no trace of the man.
He'll come back, I tell you. He'll come back now to hear that jury speak its peace. He'll come back. I know he will. That'll be my chance to get him. Get me that knife.
But, Mac...
The knife. I've got to have it. He'll be there. I can give it to him once, twice, three times, the way he did to her, and his face and his neck and his dirty heart dead, the way she's dead, his blood wiping out what he did to her. A knife. Get me a knife.
Unless order is immediately restored.
You got it.
Well, Mac, everything's going to be all right.
The knife, where is it?
You certainly didn't think I'd really... Well, I mean a man in my position.
You didn't bring it.
Be sensible, Mac. How could I? Your wild story about revenge against a man nobody knows...
Double-crossing.
Mac, jury's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached the verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
You will read the verdict.
We, the jury, find the defendant is charged in the indictment guilty of murder in the first degree.
Prisoner will rise and face the court.
He's talking to you, Mac.
What?
The prisoner will rise.
The judge, get up, Rogan.
Mark Street, you're here. I know it.
Mac, Rogan, have you anything to say before sentence is passed upon you?
I see him.
Rogan, what's the matter?
Mark Street, he's here. Here!
Order
Mark Street, you're here, I see you. I'll get you now.
Get him, somebody.
Oh, he's here. Mark Street, I've got to get him and kill him. He framed me. He killed him. Let me go home. No, now let go of me. You can't let him get away. He's here, I saw him. Mark Street, listen to me. I'll get you. I tell you, I'll get you like you got hurt. Three times. Once across your face and once through the neck. Once through your heart. I'll get you, Mark Street, I swear, I'll get you!
I'm asking you as a particular favor to me, Rogan, to behave yourself.
Yeah.
Now, every man in this cell block is a condemned man. Disturbances just make it harder for everyone concerned.
I ain't going to be with you long, Warden.
There's 2 weeks yet, my boy.
I'm not going out that way.
Oh. Escape, eh?
I'm just telling you not to count too much on springing that trap.
Don't try it, Rogan. No man's ever escaped from the death house in this penitentiary. And no man ever will.
Yeah.
Well, this is it, Rogan.
Yeah, hi, Warden.
Oh, hello, Rico.
Oh, guard! Open the cell door.
Hello, Warden.
In here, Rogan.
What's the matter, Warden? Is your hotel getting crowded, so you got to give me a roommate?
Now behave yourselves, men. I don't want any trouble.
Sure, Warden. We don't make any trouble.
I hope not. See you later.
The warden's like a school teacher. Rogan?
How do you know my name?
Yeah, there ain't much going on around here Rico Bartelli don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
How do you get out of here?
Well, there's two ways. One through that door where you just came in with the warden, and the other through that green door down there at the other end. That's a funny door. It only opens up one way.
They're not going to hang me.
A lot of guys say that, but they feed the worms just the same.
I'm getting out of here.
Well, it's easy just to talk.
I gotta get out.
Why?
To kill.
You crazy? Well, never mind. To me, it don't make no difference just so long as you help me. I told you Rico about Telly knows lots of things. Well, listen to this. I know a way to crack this place.
You're just talking.
A guy in my spot don't just talk, my friend. Me, I ain't got time for talk.
Yeah?
They think they're going to hang me 3 days from now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why when I say something, I mean it. For you, too. If you got the guts.
I'm listening.
Look, every day, 4 o'clock, they'll let me and you out in the room down there that they call an exercise room. We're supposed to walk up and down and get exercise so we'll feel good when they stretch our neck. Only you and me in the exercise room for 10 minutes. No guards. They figure it's all right. Because the room ain't got nothing in it, no window. And the guard locks it up from the outside.
Then how do you expect...
I'm trying to tell you. In the room, there's nothing. Bare walls. Bare floor. And in the floor, there's one iron saw lead leading down to the saw that runs under this place to the river.
Marie?
Sure. You do like I say, and Marie will see you pretty quick.
This water, how deep is it?
Well, it's...
No. It doesn't make any difference. I can swim in it.
Yeah, not in this water, my friend.
Why not? How far is it from where we get in the sewer to the river?
A mile.
I can swim a dozen miles.
Not in this water.
Why not? Tell me, why not?
Hey, you guys, pipe down.
Okay, screw. We're going to sleep.
Tell me, why not?
Because, my friend, after the pipe that's under the exercise room goes a little way, it joins the main pipe.
Well?
And on the main saw, there's no room to swim. The pipe's filled to the top with water.
I'll swim it anyway.
And breathe what, the water?
I've got to get out.
Sure, you said that before. But you ain't going to get out if you don't listen to Rico. I tell you, the water in the sewer is up to the top. Maybe half or 1 inch clear air up on top. Not enough to swim, my friend. But just enough to get air if you got the right thing.
What? A diving rig?
No. A little piece of rubber pipe that you keep in your mouth. And you stick it up out of the water so you're sucking the air while you walk through the water. That's over your head.
Where do you get the rubber hose?
Here. See? I got one right here. And I got another one for you. This end stuck in my mouth. This end I raise it high like this. So it sticks up out of the water and I suck up that little inch of air that's waiting up there on top.
Mark Street, I'll be coming for you soon.
Mark Street, what's that? All I want to know is you're going to break with me down the saw tomorrow.
Man, you don't know what you're doing for me.
Shut your mouth. I do it because I can't lift a heavy saw lead by myself. But with you, we'll lift it.
We'll lift it.
Okay. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we try, huh?
4 o'clock.
And now a word from your station before we turn to No Escape.
You'll probably hear a lot of charity commercials this year asking you for money. They'll all be for worthy causes. But unless a disease touches you personally, or unless you realize how serious it is, you tend to think of it as just another charity. Now, there's one disease that everyone's heard of, but very few people realize how serious it is. The fact is, this disease afflicts 8 million Americans. The fact is, it kills more people each year than automobile accidents. The fact is, it's the fourth major health problem in the United States. So that's not just another charity. The sad thing is, we have some of the answers for this disease. We just don't have the money to use them. Do we have to wait until someone close to you gets kidney disease before you begin to take it seriously? Kidney disease is not just another charity. It's the fourth major cause of death in this country. This is Charlton Heston asking you to support the National Kidney Foundation, Box 353, New York, New York.
This is Mr. O again. Let's go back to our story of No Escape. This is the day and the time for the two condemned men to make their try for freedom and revenge.
Get plenty of exercise, boys. Won't be long now.
Sure, screw. Well, exercise.
Rico, the floor, there's no sewer lid in it.
Well, you think they got a label on it or something?
Quit talking. We got to move fast. Show me for the love of heaven.
Okay. Keep your pants on. Yeah. You see this circle on the floor?
Yeah.
That's a lid. It's covered with cement just like the floor.
Mother in heaven, all that weight, how we lift it out.
Keep quiet. Yeah. I got something that'll do the work.
A cold chisel.
I told you, Rico Bartelli's a smart guy. This little piece of steel cost me plenty. But I got her and she's going to get me right out of here. Now listen.
Yeah.
Look. I stick the chisel in the crack. I push up. The cover, it comes up a little bit. And then you stick your fingers underneath.
Okay.
I got it. There. Now
Get your fingers under.
Yeah. Okay.
Now lift. Lift.
You're crushing my fingers.
No, don't make noise. Oh, God, don't make any noise.
My fingers, mother of mercy.
Quiet.
My fingers. Get that lid off me.
I'll get it up again. Don't yell. I forgot all of you. Guy on the roof. Get the lid up. There. I got it. There. Now help me. I've got it up again. Help me lift it.
Yeah.
There it comes. There we go. Let it down.
Drop your fingers, huh?
The devil with my fingers. Let's go.
Okay. You drop down there first. I don't know how deep the water is.
Here it goes.
Robert. Is it all right down there?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. Now, water's not so deep.
It's only up to my waist. Which way now?
This way. Come on.
It's so blasted dark.
I know the way. Yeah. Pigs.
Faster. Flee the way faster.
I can't go too fast. Main sewer is someplace along here. I might fall in.
Okay.
Well, yes. Thanks.
Keep going, keep going.
It's black. I can't see nothing. I may go wrong.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. The water, don't you feel? It's moving faster.
Yeah, you're right. That means the main sewer's up ahead.
Come on.
Don't get so excited.
Why shouldn't I? The main pipe's ahead.
Yeah, the main pipe's ahead.
That means we're going right. Oh, I'm not afraid of drowning. If I can't drown, I've got to kill him first. I can't drown.
Oh.
Ah, doesn't matter to you. Come on. Wait a minute. Give me my piece of rubber hose first.
Rubber hose?
Yeah, sure, like you told me to breathe through in the main sewer. Give it to me now, and in case the water separates us.
Give you what?
What's the matter with you?
Me?
Tell me what's up.
Sure, why not? I only got one piece of rubber hose.
But, Rico, you said...
What I say and what is, that's two different things. I got one. For me.
And me?
You. You help me lift up that sawlet. Okay, that's swell. Now, if you want to go out and knock off that guy you always talk about, okay, I ain't stopping you. Take a swim for yourself.
Give me that piece of hose.
You better take that swim while you're still healthy, my friend.
Give me that hose.
Stay back from
me. Give it to me.
Okay, I'll give you...
Oh, my arm. That old chisel trying to knife me. You hit it.
Hey, get out. That's you.
Devil, I got you now.
Oh, my arm.
Yes, your arm, Rico. Bending it to make you bend over. Bend over, Rico, over. Get that head of yours under the water.
No.
Drink it, Rico. Fill your double-crossing lungs with a drink.
All right, Rico. I've got the chisel and the hose. Now you take that swim that you were gonna give me. Now, Mark Street... I'm coming after you.
Hey, now, bud, shut the door. We're closed, see? Might as well scram. 1 o'clock's closing hours in this town.
Help me.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Mark Street.
Huh? What's that you said?
Mark Street. Where is he?
Mark Street? Oh, you mean that lanky chiseler that... I don't know exactly. I ain't seen the guy recent.
Where is
Hennessy's place? Yeah, that's it. I remember hearing a couple of the boys saying he moved in up there. Say, wait a minute, fella. What, you want a drink? What, you want me to get... Well, is that a note? Walks right out on me. I wonder what in the... Gee, ain't that a funny thing? It ain't rained around here for a week. And the guy's clothes were soaking wet.
To disturbing the peace. Well, what's the matter?
Tell me.
Tell you what? What's the matter? You drunk? What do you want?
Mark Street.
Mark Street? Is that what you said?
They told me. He's staying here.
He was staying here, you mean?
He's gone?
That's right. He's gone.
Tell me. Where? Where is he now?
He's down 6 feet in the Rosamont Cemetery. Mark Street. He's died last week. Good night.
Mark Street died last week? No. No, Mark Street, you can't cheat me that way. Rosamont Cemetery said. All right, Mark Street. I'm coming out to you. Where's John Burton? Hello. It's so dark. So dark, if only the moon would... Ah, now I can see. Here lies my beloved wife. No, 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 not you. Mark Street, where are you? Where? So many graves, white stones, moonlight, so many dead. If you are here, I'll find you. Here lie the mortal remains of Henry Holm. Oh, no. Oh, I've got to find you, Mark Street. I've got to. Maybe this one. Here lies Mark Street. I found you, Mark Street. I found you. All these dead, I found you. But are you dead? I must know. I will 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 know. I will. I will. I will know. I will know. I will know. I will. The coffin. The coffin. Oh, I'm down to you at last, Mark Street. Now I'll know. Oh, they covered you well. If it is you. Yes. It is you, Mark Street. Cheated me. Oh, no. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe there's a... Maybe in another world beyond this one. A world of dead. Where you are now. I'll go there. I'll go there. I'll get you there. Rico's cold chisel in my hand. I'll shove it in my heart, and then I'll be just like you. You hear me, Mark Street? It's Mac. Mac Rogan talking to you wherever you are. I'm coming to you.
Mac Rogan.
Mark Street. Mark Street, I'm coming to you.
Mac Rogan.
Marie.
Mac.
Marie. Marie. Marie, I heard. How? When? I don't know. I heard you calling me.
Mac Rogan.
It is you, Marie. I heard you. I can hardly see. I don't know where I am, but I heard you.
You got your wish, my darling.
What?
Look. There in front of you.
Mark Street.
Mark Street at last?
No. No, let me go. The dead can't kill the dead. Let me go.
And the knife. The knife you killed her with is in my hand. The knife. At last, Mark Street, I'll give you what you gave her.
No, no.
Once in the face. No. Twice. A third time.
No. Go back to your grave, Mark Street. And I'll go to mine.
This is Mr. O, Arch Obler. Again, someone has written me asking me that question. Mr. Obler, do you believe in life after death? I'll answer that listener's question with a question. A friend, supposing we could turn time backwards and have honest Abe Lincoln with us now, and supposing, just supposing, we were to ask Mr. Lincoln a very ordinary question for our time. President, do you think it's possible to have pictures and sound in full living color passing through our body right now? Well, just as it would be very difficult for President Lincoln to even conceive of the electromagnetic waves passing through us at this very moment, so perhaps it's difficult for any of us to admit of the possibility of life existing on wavelengths beyond our own concept. So, to the question, would it be possible for the dead to live on for revenge, I can only answer, I hope sincerely that if they do, they exist for love. Which brings me to next week's play, after a message from your station.
Hi, Joey. What you doing? Huh? Nah, me either. Nothing. Huh? Yeah, we could go over to the school and see what's happening there.
How much will you pay for this boy?
Nah, that's too far. Where do we get a car?
Maybe he'll never cost you a dime. But suppose he ends up in the welfare line or even jail.
So what do you want to do?
Then he's going to cost about $10,000.
I guess anything's better than hanging around here.
It costs a local scout council just a few dollars a year to keep a boy active in scouting.
So what do you want
to do? Tell you this because we need your help.
Now look,
scouting gets part of its support from campaigns like the United Way. All the rest of scouting support must come from people like you.
Okay, listen, I'll meet you there then.
Please, support scouting any way you can.
This is Mr. O again. Before I tell you of next week's play, let me answer another listener by telling her that, yes, I've written a book. Its title is House on Fire, and it's full of chills and thrills and many other things, and it's published by Bartholomew House. Next week here? Well, it's a story about a vacation, a very peculiar vacation where a man and a woman and a child find themselves in a... But that's next week. Thank you.